I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. This is it, Parade Day, as New York City honors the New York Liberty, who won their first championship in the team's history. Our Glenn Chuck is in Battery Park.
And good morning, 10 o'clock sharp. This is going to go off exactly to the minute, I'm told. The big party kicking off here from Battery Park. Under a lot of security, I should mention. There are a lot of police already in place here in Lower Manhattan. Four double-decker buses will be here. We have six floats as well to carry the team up the Canyon of Heroes to City Hall. And the Downtown Alliance has really been scrambling to put this together quickly. We spoke with their Andy Breslaff.
With Liberty, it's just going to be jubilation. It's really exciting to have a New York sports team claim a championship and to do so with, you know, grit and guts over the course of the last season.
Now, if you don't know, there's no ticket involved. There's no cost to come out here and line up along Broadway. From Battery Place to Chamber Street is where this happens here in the Canyon of Heroes. So the City Hall celebration, though, again, you must have a ticket. And by the way, maybe we'll be back here in a couple of weeks again for a Yankee parade. But for now, it's all about the Liberty. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in Battery Park.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Do check back with 1010 Winds for team coverage this morning. Word that congestion pricing may soon be unpaused. Here's what Governor Hochul had to say yesterday.
$15 to institute congestion pricing was too high. Putting forth a plan by the end of the year, as we've committed, we're approaching that time frame.
This comes as we get a new look at the MTA's financial picture, which is not looking good.
From stable a year ago to uncertain now, State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli says the MTA needs help with funding its capital plan and making up billions lost that they plan to have with congestion pricing.
The concern is obviously what will be the impact of gaps when you fill them on the riding public. Will this potentially mean a higher fare and toll increase?
MTA Chairman Jana Lieber wants nothing to do with fare increases and service cuts.
The controller is talking about many of the same things we've identified as financial risk, but we're actually managing them.
The comptroller estimates a $211 million gap this year, growing to $652 million by 2028. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Cops on the case in Harlem where there was a fatal shooting overnight. The victim, a teenager. This was just before 2 in the morning, where a 16-year-old was shot in the chest at the corner of West 124th Street and Lenox Avenue. Another person who was sitting in a car nearby was wounded by shattered glass. Two perps fled on scooters. So far, no arrests. A major announcement from Governor Hochul that comes with a warning to speeding drivers.
We're giving New York City the green light to quadruple the number of red light cameras docked at intersections around the city. We're letting them do it. It's been the largest. Thank you. Largest expansion. What do I mean by the largest expansion? Going from 150 to 600.
The move comes as the city's red light camera program was set to expire December 1st. The bill the governor signed extends that another 3 years. New Rochelle, Greenberg, Kingston, and Albany are also expanding their programs as well. In addition, the governor also announced that the fine for illegally passing a school bus will increase to $1,500. Opening arguments today in the trial of the man charged with attempted murder in the shooting of a rookie cop in Queens. Prosecutors say Officer Brett Baller had chased down 22-year-old Devin Spraggins in April of last year after Spraggins punched a fellow passenger during a fight over a seat on a bus. But as he tried to restrain him, Spraggins fired a shot, hitting Baller in the leg. Baller survived, but he had to have surgery 3 times. If convicted, Spraggins could be looking at up to 40 years in prison. New rules at Nesequake Middle School in Smithtown, where students will now begin the school day by locking up their cell phones. Principal Daniel McCabe spoke to NBC4.
We want our kids to be healthy. We want them to be engaged in school. We want them to be in an environment that is distraction-free.
He says the cell phone ban is also about the kids' mental health to lower anxiety, in addition to getting them to be more engaged in class. The school had a no-phone use policy in place, but apparently it was being ignored much of the time. And they're not the only ones with this ban. 3 middle schools in the district will use special pouches to store the phones. They cost $67,000, but officials say it's worth the cost. The NYPD now investigating that accident on the Belt Parkway we told you about the other day, an accident that may have been staged as part of a scam targeting mostly lone female drivers.
Imagine driving on a highway, a car stops in front of you, and then...
Oh my God, what is he doing?
It backs up into you. It happened to Ashpia Natasha on the Belt Parkway.
My initial thought when we crashed was that I was involved in some road rage because everything just seemed very shady, like they just came out of nowhere.
Luckily, she caught the whole thing on her dash cam, which she posted to TikTok, and now she thinks the other people may have been trying to scam her for insurance money. Mark Friedlander is with the Insurance Information Institute.
If you have a car cut you off all of a sudden and slam on the brakes, that is a major red flag that somebody is trying to intentionally cause an accident.
New York State has seen a 14% jump in these types of accidents. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A new pop-up pizza place in Long Island City is getting a lot of buzz, but good luck getting a table. Actually, good luck getting the table. And don't invite your friends.
New York's newest pop-up restaurant takes up just a small slice of sidewalk here on the corner of 50th and Center Boulevard. Catherine Badger's company designed it.
It's a hut. It's a little tiny personal pan pizza hut. So we wanted to personalize the experience. So it's literally a little booth for one person. We launched the reservations online last week.
And Aslane from Brooklyn was able to get one before they ran out.
Oddly, I love it. Has a nice weather, enjoy some pizza. You know, enjoy the nice scenery here and like in your own little world.
Her free pepperoni pizza and soda were served at a red tile table in a tiny but exact replica of the chain's larger restaurants. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Long Island City.
This vow from some folks in Brooklyn.
The Bed-Stuy Aquarium will return. Bed-Stuy Aquarium is eternal.
That's after the fight over a makeshift aquarium was reportedly drained by the FDNY. All the goldfish died. This was created at the scene of a leaky fire hydrant in the neighborhood where the locals had been warned that the situation was a safety issue. In the event, the fire department needed to access the hydrant in an emergency. Well, somebody vandalized it back in August, but that just made supporters even more dedicated to keeping up the site. Devang Shah was among them. He tells 1010 Winds they'll find a way to bring it back.
You know, I want this project to outlive all of us. So that means, you know, the project will be better, bigger, deeper, stronger.
No word yet what they might be planning. We have the results in the latest round of voting for honorary dog mayor of New York City. Yeah, Enzo the Shih Tzu defeated Simon the Basset Cattle Dog in the semifinal round, and this was a close race, with Enzo earning 10,977 out of 21,460 votes cast. Yeah, this means Enzo will face Bertram the Pomeranian for the title of honorary dog mayor, the runner-up deputy dog mayor. That vote takes place on Monday, November 3rd, with both canine candidates campaigning, apparently, between now and then. To find out more about both dogs, check them out on social media at DogMayorNYC or visit DogMayorNYC.com.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.